Hello, this is Adam.
Yo, bro, Michael.
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. So,
Cool.
let me ask
Cool
some
beans.
questions about Cameron Court, which is where we
Happy
might end
Monday.
up. Happy Monday, dude. Happy Monday. Did you have a nice yesterday?
Sunny warm day.
Yeah, dude. Can you believe
Yeah.
that for fucking November? It's fucking crazy.
I went back and took the kids out for like 3 hours to let D just chill.
It's awesome.
And then we did the cake and all that shit. So it
Nice, dude. You're partied out, bro. You need like a you need a week off.
Yeah, I got a week off until Thanksgiving, and then I gotta go to my in-laws, and it'll be a fucking pain in the balls. But anyway.
Where's that?
Slow down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, getting to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
That kind of
Oh,
sad.
yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's what you. That's
At
what you
least we're
get.
home for Christmas all the time now. That's our new thing, so that'll
Yeah,
be good.
fucking awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. What do you got?
All right, so
You spent somewhere.
Monica loves that house.
She does.
I don't really love it. I just don't like the layout
No.
downstairs, to be honest with you. So,
Yeah.
and it's funny because like I kind of went on this morning and I did a little like scoping around the neighborhood. Like I did some kind of comps and stuff, and I'll be honest with you, like some better houses in the neighborhood sold in the summertime when it was busy at like, right at 400, 420, right? So between 400 and
Which
420.
one?
I don't know. I just didn't. I only saw like two, I think, that I
It's
would
in the neighborhood. City
seen
Glass
a
somewhere.
little bit better. Hang on, I'm here. I'm here. Like we saw, dude. Like it looked like Rose Commons sold for 415. Very similar house. Very
Single
similar house.
family, 0.53 Cameron Court. Is it a court?
What is three Cameron? Cameron
Yeah, that's
is,
what I got.
yeah,
Three
court.
Cameron Court, Fairpike, closed in the last year. Fairport School District. Under 100 square feet. I'm showing 8 within a half mile.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, yeah.
We got anything from, not gonna count that one. Ooh, Squirrel Teeth Road. Do we know about that one?
Is it on
That's
sale
a
or
little
sale
small.
right now?
1800. I got Lambeth Loop. That was 1,700 square feet, went for 420.
Yeah, that's the one.
Got
We were looking at that
Loop.
one. We like that. Like, with that's a nice house. We didn't
Yeah,
buy. We didn't
cool,
buy that
yeah.
one.
Rossman Crescent.
Yeah, that's the one for 415, right? That's kind
Yep.
of like very similar, a little bit more updated.
Yep.
So I was kind of looking at all those, and I think that this house is gonna. I think because it's like the only house for sale right now in fucking Fairport, I think it's gonna do 420, 430, and we don't like it at that, right? Like I just don't. Honestly, I don't want to go through the whole rigmarole, but I am wondering, like, going back to like what you've told us before, Adam, is like, honestly, I don't even really like the house that much, but. If you came to us tomorrow, I mean the house is listed at 325. If you were able to come to me tomorrow and say, hey, Susan says like they're at like 360, 370, I might be interested in, I might make me more interested in the house at if we could get it at 375. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if that makes
Yeah.
sense, I don't want to be a pain in your dick either. Like,
I'm
cause
never
my,
a pain like this, buddy. I love it.
okay, all right, thanks, dude. So I guess that's kind of like where we're at, which is like, is there any way tomorrow, I know offers are being presented after 3, but is there any way that you could maybe gauge tomorrow at some point? Like, are they going well over asking? If I have a client that's going to write at 375, are we in the ballpark?
I mean, it just depends on the person. Some will give you info, some will be like, write your offer.
Got it.
The reason it's tough, too, is it really depends. Like, if they're blasting over four.
Yeah.
Like, I see on like the low side a comp of like 375.
Right.
I see on the high side, I think it was still appraised up to like a 427, if you want
okay.
the exact number.
Okay.
Right? So
yeah.
The thing is, if I say, hey, are you... where it gets tough is if I say, you know, hey, you know, where are you at? The risk that the listing agent has is, all right, well, he's game at 375. I have someone higher, but if I tell him 370, if I tell him I have something higher and they don't write, it's going to go lower because of the escalation clauses, right?
Got it.
That's, like, something I struggle with, too. Like, I'm always good because I always tell people, like, hey, listen, this is where we would have wrote. I will write it because that's what we would have done.
Yeah.
So, you know, so if you have another escalation clause, it deserves to go over that because we would have wrote it.
Right.
But where I struggle when people ask me for info, depending on if I know the person or not, it's like, fuck, what do I tell them? I've got an offer to 400 here, but if I, you know, but I don't have anything to escalate it. So if I tell them now not to bother writing and nothing else escalates, they might have got it at 330.
Yeah, right. Right.
The whole escalation thing. But, I mean, if it's lasting over 400 and it doesn't make a difference, I'll be like, yeah, don't fucking bother writing. Like, if I'm listing it, I'm saying I'm talking.
They also wrote in the thing the owner wishes to close as soon as possible, and that doesn't help our cause of trying to sell our house and close on the same day.
Seller requires 24-hour rings excluded, jets in the primary suit never used, fireplaces wood burning used only once by current owners, electric insert installed. Oh, we knew that it was an
We knew that. That was good. Good line by you, dude.
Yeah, where? Let me see.
On the Zillow.
Where are you seeing the quick close?
Maybe, am I fucked up?
Move-in ready, nestled 62 acres, formal living. This is already too long, by the way, for any potential buyer to even read. But I hate when people rip these public remarks that are so fucking long.
Yeah.
Like, most buyers look at the pictures and look for any things like 2013. Okay, this is getting cool. Like, roof, oh, nine, got it.
Oh, it says at the bottom. It says at the bottom. Quick close available. Home can be ready for the holidays.
Quick close available. Home. Yeah, that's just to like not discourage buyers if they're like, oh shit, what if I can't get in for Christmas type of thing.
Got it.
So it's not necessarily that they need a quick close.
Got it.
That they're scared that if they tell buyers, hey, you can't have this for Christmas, that it's going to turn some people away, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the way it's worded, I don't think it's a big deal either way.
So if I was to say, like, oh, I'm interested in the house, you know, I would be more interested in the house at 370 than you're saying, than just write at 370 and just leave it, don't escalate, just do like a one-time offer and just take the shot.
Well, we'd escalate up to that or escalate. If you'd be interested in 370, but you'd be pissed if it went for 380, then right at 380. You could always say no.
Yeah, okay, got it. I got it.
We're going the reverse thing.
I get it. No, I remember.
Think about what number would annoy you if it's like, hey, we're ready for 370. It went to 373. Well, fuck, I would have done that.
Well, let me tell you what my problem is.
I would go $5,000 over what you'd want to write at, and then if you're like, fuck this, then we just say, all right, no, we're out. Because you know you got another escalation right below it. They're not going to care.
I know. Why don't I like the house? I like every house we go see. But I don't like this house for some reason. And it just, it has no character. To me, it had no fucking character. And I also hated the fact that the ceilings were fucking that standard, like, 7.5-foot ceiling. Like, super tall. For tall guys like us, it feels weird.
Yeah, it felt a little stuffy to me, too, to be honest. I think if that other side was more, it was weird that the fireplace room didn't connect back to the main foyer. That was definitely kind of a strange thing. I mean, the bedrooms were well placed because you shouldn't be able to fit four bedrooms in 1,800 square feet, but they did it, and they did it pretty well.
Yeah, they did it really well. Yeah, for the science.
I mean,
right.
They painted it all neutral colors, which for most is good. It kills the character, but also there's the opposite, like, oh my God, I gotta paint everything in this house.
Right.
And I mean, the plus is two hot water tanks, the most useless thing in the world, but hey, they're there, and they're pretty. Yeah. No, it felt stuffy to me as well.
Yeah.
I really like that everything's in really good shape and the flooring's in really good shape, and although it doesn't have character, there's really nothing that
No, I agree.
There.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
One thing I think does that too is the fake staging. I mean, that staging is all just not real. Like,
right.
It doesn't belong to anyone, right? So
right.
I mean, like, in the fireplace room, there's like, two chairs and a weird-ass table. That would never happen, you know?
Yeah.
That little dining room table is a patio table for outside. That would never happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get what you mean. There's definitely no character in there. Although I did enjoy the pink lemons because I jungled them for River, and she really liked that.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, the lazy boy chairs in the dining room are also just like random shit. So I mean, could you make it have character? Sure, but if it's a space stuffy thing, then I wouldn't go for it. Can you finish the basement to be badass? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, that would be fucking sick. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And the way it is, I mean, I don't think it would be a crazy expensive job unless you wanted to get super fucking fancy.
Right.
Like if you did LVP and stuff and just performing. But.
Right.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's got to be you.
All right.
You still have to like it. If you don't, we'll find another one. Not a big deal. If you do and you like it a certain number, I would just pick that cat where your competitive nature isn't going to.
No, I get it.
And
I get it.
Probably win because you don't even really like it. So you
right,
mad
right.
if you win.
right.
But you know what I mean? I just don't want it to discourage you.
No, I get what you, no, you're making sense. I got you. You're making
yeah.
sense. So. All right, let me get after
it.
Yeah,
I can do the reach out. If I'm going to do the reach out, I mean, even if you're not that into it and you're like, hey, instead of being like, yeah, Hanukkah, I'm not really into this one. Just be like, yeah, sure, let's throw 370 at it, and you won't care if you don't get it. Like,
right.
If you can tell Monica, I respect your opinion, and we did an offer up to what I was comfortable for this exact house, we gave it a shot.
Right, yeah, she'll take that better. But
sometimes she might take it better even if you do sign kind of a lower offer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, at least you, she really liked it, but at least you didn't totally just.
Yeah, no. I get it.
Or, I can just lie to you and tell you it went to 400 and we'll see. And hopefully it shows that way when it closes and we're both in trouble.
That's right. Nah, we'll be fine. That'll be
you
fine.
It went to 400 and it closed at 350. What the fuck?
Right. Yeah, we'd be about. Yeah,
must
we'd be
an
about
offer,
being in
must
trouble.
Must have been an offer that backed out. I don't know.
Right. That's funny. All right, dude. Let me give her a buzz and we'll figure it out. I'll touch base back with you.
Yeah, okay, now. Like I said, I can see it at 3. I can cop it at like 374, 375. I can also see it appraised at like 425, but not much more than that.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to go more than that if they're cuckoo.
Okay, buddy. All right. I'll call
I mean,
my wife.
Anything, like you said, the quick close, you could have people that are just desperate to get in by Christmas, so they're like, fuck it, we just want the house. But, you know, so that could definitely happen.
Yeah.
Just because probably see a lot come up, too, because usually Thanksgiving week is usually slow because everyone's gone. So usually the week before, you get quite an influx of listening too, but we shall see.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, keep me posted.
All right, bro.
We got time. I mean, Susan will usually give me some information. It just depends on where her situation is at, or maybe she's mad because my wife gave one of her agents, not shit, so it was like, my husband's like two doors down from you, and you're asking me if I want to buy yourself a house.
That's funny.
That was funny. All right, yeah.
All right, buddy.
If you have any more questions, let me know, and we'll just we'll go from there.
Love it. I'm on it. Thanks, bud.
All right.
Appreciate
you.
You
bet.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.